Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new law in Iowa has eliminated tax brackets for state income taxes and sped up incremental tax cuts approved in 2022. As of Wednesday, Iowa's income tax is a flat 3.8%. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports that's the result of many rounds of tax cuts by the state's Republican majority.
GOP lawmakers started setting personal income tax cuts in motion in 2018 when the top rate was just shy of 9%. Republican lawmakers sped up their tax cuts over time, culminating in the 3.8% income tax rate. State economic forecasters say the tax cuts mean the state will bring in less revenue next budget year than it spent this year. But Republican Senate President Amy Sinclair says lower taxes are important, especially when Iowans are dealing with high food prices.
Iowans want and need more of their own money in their pockets. So of course revenues are going to be down because we're letting Iowans keep the money that they earned. It doesn't concern me. That's the outcome of reducing taxes.
Democrats have said the tax cuts favor wealthy Iowans and could jeopardize funding for state services like education and health care. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
The minimum wage in Illinois has increased to $15 per hour. The $1 raise as of January 1st is the seventh and final increase included in legislation signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2019. Minimum wage workers are encouraged to start reviewing their pay stubs to ensure they're paid correctly, and complaints about pay can be filed with the Illinois Department of Labor. Meanwhile, all job postings made by Illinois companies with 15 or more employees are now required to include pay scale and benefit information. That's thanks to another new state law as of January 1st. Sharmili Majmudar is with the nonprofit Women Employed, which advocates for equity in the workforce. She says such laws can begin to address gender and racial pay gap.
When we discuss salary ranges openly, it becomes harder for bias. Whether that bias is unconscious or conscious, it becomes harder for bias to actually influence pay decisions.
Illinois joins a growing list of states from New York to Washington that have enacted salary range transparency laws. The final vote on a new casino in Cedar Rapids is expected early this year. As Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports, existing casinos in the state are concerned about what that might do to their business and communities.
All 19 of Iowa's casinos are unanimously against the project, including Q Casino in Dubuque. Alex Dixon is his CEO. A third of its money goes back to the city and another third to charity. That money has been used for improvement projects such as bringing air service back to Dubuque after the city lost it. Dixon says if a new casino opens down the road, things like that might not happen anymore.
When you're struggling, you don't do some of the extra things. Yeah. And so it's those extra things that make us special as a place, as a community. We don't want to just be, you know, transactional. We want to be special. The current environment allows us to be special, and that's really what's at risk.
The proposal is popular with Cedar Rapids residents and has support from Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
A new study has found a growing urban-rural disparity in the rate of cancers associated with the HPV virus. The study reviewed data from the National Cancer Institute and found HPV-associated cancer rates and mortalities jumped in rural counties in 2021, while they stayed stable in more urban ones. Jason Semprini is an assistant professor of public health at Des Moines University. He authored the study and says one reason could be that people in rural areas are less likely to get a vaccine that protects against certain strains of cancer-causing HPV. He says this disparity could affect rural cancer rates for years to come.
I'm a little pessimistic going forward for the next 5 to 10 years, because even if we act now to prevent future cancers, we're not going to see that benefit for 10 to 15 years.
Semprini says higher rates of alcohol and tobacco usage in rural areas could also factor in the increased rates for those cancers. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.